Unit 6. Listening. A.
That looks nasty.
Look, the skin's all purple and scaly here.
That looks quite sore. Is it tender if I press it?
Ah, yes, it is. It just doesn't seem to be getting better, Doctor. It's getting worse, if anything.
Yes, well, these can be slow to heal.
What can you give me for it? Antibiotics?
It's not infected, so antibiotics wouldn't do any good. These are caused by poor circulation, so you need to do everything you can to help the blood flow out of the leg.
So I have to put my leg up when I sit down?
That's right. But also take plenty of exercise and bandage the leg firmly every day. I'll show you how. That will also make it a bit less swollen. Make sure you change the bandage every day so you don't get an infection. Have you been wearing compression stockings?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'll prescribe you some. They should help clear it up.
B.
My wife made me come along because she says this looks a bit suspicious.
Let's have a look. Have you always had this?
Yes, I have. But it used to be round, more or less. It seems to have changed over the last few months.
The shape's fairly irregular, isn't it? And the edge is not clearly marked. How about the colour? Has that changed too?
It has, yes. It was always brown, but now it's much darker in parts.
Right. And just feeling it with my finger, it feels quite hard and crusty on the top. Does it itch at all?
Yes, it's extremely itchy. It bleeds sometimes when I scratch it. Is it something to worry about?
Well, it's certainly worth checking out, especially as you have really fair skin. What I'll do is make an appointment for you to have a biopsy, so they can have a look at the skin cells under the microscope.
C.
So, how's Josh's skin doing?
It's much worse. It itches so much it drives him crazy. And now he's come out in little blisters.
Yes, I can see. The skin is quite inflamed.
It's even bleeding in some places where he scratched.
Yes. That looks pretty sore.
I'm worried about him. Is it going to carry on getting worse?
No. In fact, it will almost certainly get better when he gets older. But it will flare up from time to time. Watch what he eats, in case a particular food makes it worse, and try not to let him get too hot and sweaty.
Is there anything we can do to make it less uncomfortable?
I'll prescribe a topical corticosteroid cream for the itching, and keep his fingernails nice and short. Use moisturising cream on the skin regularly to make it less dry and flaky, but don't use it where the skin is cracked. And avoid clothes made of scratchy materials such as wool.